the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey, you guys, happy Wednesday. How is everybody? Woohoo! Spring has sprung, and it is absolutely gorgeous here in the big sky country of Billings, Montana. I'm Danielle Agnew, your host, and as every Wednesday, I am thrilled to be here, you guys. You know, I'm super thrilled to be able to come at you on the internet. I love this because we have listeners from all over the place. We have listeners from all over. I get messages from people all over the world. I'm assuming you guys are downloading the podcasts that are archived, and there are those of you listening live, and it's just really, really fun. I love it. I love it. So today, as every show, I'm really making sure that you guys understand that this is a call-in show, okay? You guys can call in. And today I'm going to be focusing on taking your questions, your psychic questions. You know, the number, and I'm going to tell it right out the gate here, it's 406-545-4496. It's option one on the menu here at the mtradio.net station. And it's important that you guys call in because I am lucky enough, and I do consider myself very blessed and very lucky, to be able to translate information that I get from the ethers, mostly your angelic entities, and I love my job, and I love helping people, and this is a terrific way to give back. And so I'm hoping you guys are going to call in. There is no question that is too stupid, too inane, too lame. I do ask when you call in that you do have a question, because guys, honestly, the question of what do my angels want me to know? That's not a question, okay? That's not a question. That's something that you shake the eight ball and look at the little triangular answer with, okay? Honestly, the question of what do my angels want me to know is very difficult to answer because angelic entities are not people. We don't die and become an angel. And so our angels have no agenda as far as what it is they want us to know. They just don't. They want to help us with whatever it is we have an issue with. So if you are stubbing your toe on anything, if it's a job issue, if it's a crossroads you're looking at, if it's a relationship issue, and guys, honestly, don't call and ask if you're going to work out with somebody. Are we going to work out? Is our relationship going to work? Because I'll tell you what, that is free will. That's up to you. But I can look into the dynamics of the relationship that you may be struggling in. So go ahead and call in with these questions, guys. It's 406-545-4496, option one. So while you guys are getting your courage up to call, because I can feel you out there going, oh God, I do have a question, but I don't want to be the first caller. Be the first caller. Come on. Don't you remember high school dances? And nobody would dance until that one person went out on the dance floor. And then it was like a flood broke and everybody'd be like, rah, out there. And until we get a caller coming in, I want to talk to you guys about all of the fascinating solar activity we've had. We've had a very active solar cycle. And I've been noticing that our coronal mass ejections, or our solar flares hitting the Earth, are happening fairly regularly. And this is affecting people's moods. It's also affecting people's energies. It's affecting people's energies. So if you're noticing that you've been a little bit scattered or you've been a little energy tapped lately, we've had a lot of solar flare activity lighting up our upper ionosphere, and that does affect people. Also, we have this, I'm not an astrologer, guys, but I will pass on. We do have a Venus, actually right squaring off with Uranus. And so anybody working in media, anybody working in, it's not just love. Venus represents media as well, and Uranus represents creativity. So people who work in media or messaging may find that they have a slightly harder time getting their messages out right now, or they're witnessing others in that arena that are having a difficult time. So if you happen to work in media or in messaging, or you're a writer or you're a broadcast agent or you're a marketing person or anything that has to do with media, then just keep in mind that we're going to have this Venus opposing Uranus, and it's not going to last very long. And it just may appear as though you're stubbing your toe on your issues. Okay. But this is just a general forecast. Don't let it get you down, people. You know, this is 2015, the year of reconciliation. And I'm hoping that I can get some callers in here so I can help you guys out. This is my opportunity to give back to you guys. So again, that number here live at the studio is 406-545-4496, option one. Our chat room is starting to hop. Have Brian in the chat room. Good evening, Brian and Bob. Hi, everybody. Hi, Bob and Brian. Great to see you guys in there. And we have people popping in on the chat room like crazy, which is nice. We got Susan who's joined the chat room, and Curtis, and Curiosity, and Animal 77, and Male, actually, if I were to actually pronounce that correctly. Good heavens. Brian in the chat room is asking, when does that Venus issue end? Talking, of course, about the issue that's squaring off with Uranus. That's only like a 2-week cycle, Brian. So that's coming up here in a week and a half, couple weeks. It'll maybe last for a week or week or two, and it'll wane out. So this is what is giving the illusion right now that we are in a Mercury retrograde. Anybody feeling the Mercury retrograde energy? Well, we're not supposed to have one until May, okay? Till mid-May. But it's been feeling like we're in a retrograde. And in part, that's the shadow period for Venus squaring off with our lovely planet, Uranus. Okay, I have a Uranus story. I used to work with an astrologer. Oh, this is awesome. Color is better than astrology story. Caller, thank you for ringing in. I'm Danielle Agnew, your host. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Susan. I'm calling from Virginia.
Ah, Susan calling from Virginia. This is awesome. What may I do for you today, ma'am?
Well, I recently moved cross country looking for jobs and a better life. And you said you wanted callers to try to help us out. I'm wondering what's coming down the pike for me.
This is awesome, Susan. You know what? You are in the right place at the right time, okay? You made a move at an extraordinary time. And the angel who walks with your life path is talking to me about the nature of the people that you're going to be connecting with as you get settled. Now, there's going to be a little dust settling around you with this whole big move. However, I see plenty of opportunities from legal all the way down to marketing, all the way down to writing, all the way down to consulting that are in your neck of the woods now that you have landed where you're landing. Are you continuing on somewhere else?
No, I wasn't planning on it, although there's kind of a nice feeling to think that if I wanted to go down to the Florida Keys for a rum runner, it's only about a day and a half.
That's awesome. You know, I do see you going out, and this looks like a small traveling for work, okay? This looks like going out and coming back. You have an amazing opportunity to get with some very like-minded people. Your area right now is full of doers. Now, I'm looking at the area that you left there in Los Angeles. And there, I'm not saying that there aren't doers in Los Angeles. There definitely are. It's a different area. The East Coast of the United States is opening up in consciousness. You'd think that the West Coast was really open. Actually, there's a lot of doers coming out in the East Coast. And this is also, Susan, the spirit of activism. So you have several jobs that you would be presented with or that you would find interest in, and you would get snapped up for those jobs immediately. I am so glad you're out there. This is an amazing match for you sociologically right now.
So good. It's almost, well, tomorrow it'll be 3 weeks and some irons in the fire, but not even anything popping on the part-time yet. I'm getting a little concerned.
No, don't get concerned. And definitely, too, they're showing me, make sure that you are working on these presentations. They're going back to the presentations that have to do with people writing their credit and not being bullied and how to deal with creditors and whatnot. I see you speaking on this, and also they're talking to me about your capacity as a consultant. So again, the first thing they opened up with, Susan, is that there's a little bit of dust settling energetically around the move, and in part, the angel who walks with your life path is saying that this has to do with you also resting up. I mean, this was a huge deal, you know, to turn around and just go across the country, 3 weeks, land in there. I'm making the assumption that you're staying with pals. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, you know, this is a nice place to be for right now, but honestly, spread that net wide and think outside the box on this because I see several jobs. I'm looking at 5 total, Susan, 5. They are going to start coming in for you. And these are going to start trickling in. They are not part-time. These are full-time. And again, think a little outside the box here, especially in the consulting arena. This is going to be big. This is going to be big stuff for you. And I'm so happy you're out there. I really am. There are going to be some weather struggles and some geothermal struggles in the lower half of California. And I'm just glad to see everybody's going to where they're called right now.
Okay. There was something energetically. I know we just went past the big lunar eclipse, blood moon and all that, and we had a couple of other eclipses since September.
That's right.
And I thought I read something somewhere about April 19th, another kind of energy shift coming up.
You know, there is an energy shift coming up. And again, this is moon energy. It's all kinds of ethereal energy, plane energy. To recap, if you guys are listening and you're not sure what Susan was talking about, we had a great big old lunar eclipse this last weekend. And it was in Libra. And that was to evaluate who we are in our life, partnerships in our life, friendships in our life, and anything in those arenas that we had baggage in, to dump those areas, to get rid of insecurities in relationship and get rid of insecurities with ourself going forward.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah, absolutely, girl. It was deep spring cleaning, and a lot of people called me around that time with deep relationship issues because that was par for the course. You know, Libra loves to be in relationship until it's really in one, and then it kind of freaks out. So it's kind of like this evaluation of the self. There is another energetic shift coming up from my perspective dealing with angels. What this looks like to me is that it is the employing of the self. So if you have been in transition, which Susan, you have been, the angel who walks with your life path is going off here. This is going to be a powerful wave for you. And it's interesting because we're talking about this Venus and Uranus square off. However, this is not going to affect what you're doing. This is a powerful stepping into the position that you have been brought to be. Basically, guys, this is the time to own your destiny. And Susan, you and I have talked on and off about bringing your gifts, your consulting gifts, your leadership gifts will deeply be called upon with this energetic shift. I'm going to call this energetic shift coming up. There's all these fancy names for it. I'm going to call it the poop or get off the pot time. And it really is. And so, you know, Susan, your superhero name, of course, is the Eradicator. You're going to get out there and put the scoop of, you know, I think of those big John Deere shovels with the big scoops up front. You're going to lay that sucker down on the ground and just start mowing and just start mowing.
So now you're calling me an earth mover, huh? Or a bulldozer?
I feel the earth move under my feet. You go, girl. Absolutely. So don't worry about it. Universe is giving you a little bit of time right now to rest up, and you're deeply going to need that time as you go into this next four-week period, Susan. So congratulations on making your move. This is exactly where you need to be. And barbecues. What is the deal with barbecues? You guys been get on the barbecuing if you haven't been, because there's something with that there for you guys.
Thank you, Danielle. Love you.
Yeah, love you too, Susan. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, you guys, caller Susan, for those of you that follow the show, has really been gracious in sharing her journey with us. And she has gone through a great deal of transition, of course, from Los Angeles now out to Virginia. And there is a lot of life path calling for her that says, hey, let's go. Let's put the nose to the grindstone and let's follow the breadcrumbs that are being dropped by the universe. And it takes courage. And so I'm very grateful to you, Susan, for sharing your journey with everybody on the air and allowing people to be part of this growth process for you, because it's going to be outstanding. I'm going to get to follow all of her fabulous successes coming up. I'm so excited. It's sort of like what's the word I'm looking for? You know those TV shows that give you little teasers every so often? I love that. I just think about barbecuing. It was, shrimp and seafood, and I'm not quite sure what the relevance of that was, but hey, man, I just pass on the messages. I do not offer them. Again, let me help you out by talking to your angels and translating some great message for you. Our in-studio line here is 406-545-4496, option 1. So give me a call. And make sure to hit the option one too, you guys, because if you don't, I think it goes somewhere really strange. Or you can hit us up at mtradio.net/chat. We can actually get into the chat room and get to talking. And that's pretty awesome as well. So back to the Uranus story. I was working with an astrologer, and that astrologer is still around. She's amazing. Her name is Susan, totally different Susan. She's down in Los Angeles. And we were working on some cases, law enforcement cases, that the Burbank police had kind of kicked over to us. And of course, I'm not an astrologer. I know certain aspects because they do affect the earth energetically, and they do affect why people do what they do. But we were working on a particular case, and she had this very interesting accent. She's from back east, and she said, Uranus is da-da-da-da-da. And I kept referring it to his Uranus. So Uranus is conjuncting blah, 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 huh? And Uranus is blah. And she goes, you leave my ass out of this. I thought it was awesome. She goes, the planet's name is Uranus. So I was deeply corrected, and I've kept it between the lines ever since. Uranus, let's call the whole thing off, I'm saying. So for anybody who noticed relationship issues over this last weekend, that, of course, is due to the big supermoon that we had. And, of course, that great big lunar eclipse in Libra. And there may be folks who are still evaluating their family units, who they are, what they're deciding to do on their life path and their journey. I've noticed a lot of that in readings kicked up for people. And I'm actually kind of excited about that, because as we go through the self-evaluation, what happens is, again, this, we've got this transit coming up and this energetic shift on the 19th of April, which is, again, the poo or get off the pot shift is what I like to call it. And that has to do with employing your gifts. So if you're being called to do something, you guys, get up off the blocks and do it. This really is the time to do it. And if you're in the middle of a transition, just put your nose down and push hard. So, oh, yay. I've got a person, curiosity, in the chat room is saying, hi, Danielle, can you answer questions via the chat room, or does it need to be via telephone? Well, I can answer it via the chat room, certainly. I love to hear your voices, though, you guys. But if you're too shy, then I certainly will answer your questions on the chat room. Absolutely. It's fun to actually be able to interact with you a little bit on the phone, though, because then we can get a little deeper into your reading. However, that's up to you, curiosity. Absolutely. Again, if you guys want to call, that's 406-545-4496, option one, or mtradio.net/chat. So technically speaking, either one is fair game. But again, it's a little nicer to hear your voice. I'm just saying. Oh my God, you guys. So I'm sitting down today, of course, is Wednesday, and my private practice reads out of Barjan's books in downtown Billings here. And I've got an office upstairs, and I do a lot of my tonal alignment work on Thursdays and Fridays, as well as reading for private clients upstairs. And today, one of the most interesting things occurred, whereas I have the opportunity to watch people within this reading room when I'm downstairs, because there are all kinds of people who pass. And it's fun to sit there and just read people as they're walking by. This person is having a bad day because of this. This person is having a bad day because of that. And I just send them good vibes as they walk by and wish them well. This is op. Thank you, Sean. We got all this activity going on in the chat room right now. KPG's. Oh, here we go. Here comes a call coming in. I love it, you guys. I love it. Hey, caller. This is Danielle Agnew, your host. You're on Sight Unseen. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kim, and I'm calling from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Kim from Woodbridge, Virginia. That's awesome. What may I do for you tonight?
I've been unemployed for over 2 years, and I'm nervous. I have a job interview, and I'm trying to take my exam for my PMP, and I feel like I want to run away. I am drowning in debt.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Does that make sense?
Oh, God, yes, girl. Are you kidding me? I've been there. Yes, it does make sense. Wow, Kim. Okay, so let me, I got three of your angels here talking my ear off, and let me dive right on this. Okay, they're showing me this last 2 years. They are showing me what you have done. They're showing me enormous emotional release and growth and things that you have let go of that were former identities, Kim. They are showing me a lot of, you know, as they say, come to Jesus moments with the self over this 2 year period. Okay. Now, none of that was wasted, even though you may be feeling like a WTF moment right now. Okay. None of that was wasted.
Right.
Because I know how that goes. What this angel is talking about, these are your angels. They actually walk with you lifetime after lifetime. God assigns them to you, not the other way around. And they know you very well.
Okay.
This test that you are taking, okay, you be very calm going into this test. I know you're feeling freaked out and just like throw your hands up and let's take off to a island in the Bahamas and what the heck. However...
Right.
When you take this test, did you say it was for an EMT? Is that what you said?
PMP.
Okay.
For the project management professional.
Oh, my God. Okay, perfect. Because I thank you for clarifying that. I'm like, boy, I'm having a really difficult time. No, it's okay. I didn't hear you right. And I'm looking at this test and going, God, did I not hear? I am not seeing anything about treating dead people here. You are going to do extremely well with this test. Okay? You're going to do very well. You have let go. This is what angels walking with your life path is saying. You've let go of some very difficult issues for you. And I'm also seeing some relationship issues over this last 2 years.
Oh, huge.
Okay.
Huge. The person that's living in my townhouse now is the one that's paying my rent. And I mean, I've been sleeping on the couch for over a year.
Okay, sweetie. You know what, honey? This is also, they're showing me, I know this is emotional for you, honey. They are showing me that this also gave you an opportunity to receive, okay? They're showing me other relationship issues where there's been contentiousness and that has dropped away. You are...
Yeah, my daughter.
Okay. They're showing me that this has been really difficult for you and what's been cleared for you is a runway right now. So I want you to think about this last 2 year period as just mowing down the fields, Kim. Okay. You are cutting the fields down, preparing the soil to grow an amazing crop. Brian in our chat room just said that PMP test is a really big deal. Good for you on getting it done. And he was saying it's project management professional. This is going to elevate you. Now, I don't know much about this area of life here, but this angel is saying it will elevate you out of, it's kind of like this weird holding pattern or this zone you've been in for the last couple of years. This will elevate you from that and you go forward.
Okay.
Also, they're showing me that a lot of this stasis around your life the last 2 years has had to do with you dealing with these big emotional issues, your daughter, big stuff that's been going down, and that's been taking a lot of your energy. And
because I'm always tired.
Oh, there we go. Okay, this has been a big drain out. Here's the deal, darling. You are not meant to sit here and suffer and be poor and just be sad. That is not your life. This is what's okay. This is what's been happening because there have been people that have been, and I'm not just seeing your daughter. I'm seeing some other people here that have been negative forces that have been falling out of your life. So that's good. Good for you.
Right.
Okay. And they're showing me you've been letting these people fall out of there. The other part of this, Kim, is that even though the angel who walks with your heart tells me that there's a feeling of great loneliness here, honey. Like you're just not heard, okay, and understood. And this angel wants you to know something. You have three angels that are with you all the time. This is the angel who walks with your heart, the angel who walks with your life path, and the angel who walks with your higher functions. And as you have been given this up to spirit, however you look at God, okay, you've been given it up to the universe, these burdens have been taken from you. You're going to do great on this test. Own this.
Okay.
And you're going to be able to go forward and get a great, this is great employment that's associated with the passing of this test. And honey, you're going to be paying these bills off. In about 8 months, you're going to look in the rearview mirror and say, oh my God, I survived all of that. That is awesome. Look where I'm at right now.
Right. But you know, I feel like because Christmas Day, 1988, I had a brain aneurysm and a stroke.
I'm sorry.
I was 20 years old, and they gave me less than 5 years to live, and I had to learn how to walk, talk, read, write, everything, all over again. And I had a, I was in Arizona, and a black nurse came in, and I was comatose, and he said that he just went to check on some machines that I was connected to, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. It's important for you to get this out. You keep going.
And so he came back in, and my mom said to me, it was my mom and my best friend standing over the bed, and they were like, you gotta wake up. And I'm like, man, it's just gorgeous, right?
Right.
So, he left out, and they kept trying to wake me up. And when he came back in, my mom said to him, can I please have you stand right here? And she was like, Kim, please, baby, wake up. You got to see this man. And I opened up my eyes, and my mom said, is it this most gorgeous man you've ever seen? And I said, yeah. And then, you know, I had to go through therapy, but I never forgot him. And when I did start talking and everything again, I went back to the hospital because they had me in a day hospital.
Sure.
And I said, I told them that I was looking for this man that was working on the machine, and he was a black guy, and he had blue eyes,
mm-hmm.
like the color of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me at the hospital that they don't have any.
Buddy who works there with blue eyes. No, no. Honey, that is that's the angel who walks with your life path, okay? You weren't supposed to die then. You weren't supposed to die. You know, they're sitting here going, we don't have anybody who looks like this. As you're telling me this story, I'm covered
right.
in goosebumps right now. Here comes this angel forward. And obviously, angels aren't people. They can incarnate as anything they want. And
right. And that's what my mom said. She said that. She said that was your angel.
Yeah, it was.
And she told me, she said, and he is gorgeous.
Kim, always have a hot angel by your bedside. I'm just saying. And see, and that's exactly it. You got the chance to experience this angelic life that is there for us all the time. You weren't meant to go at that time, darling. You have come back from right. great adversity. There have been people falling out of your life that have come in and come out. You have been an amazing pillar of strength for other people, and you're not even aware of that, just for your perseverance. And it is this angel.
I know, but you know, it makes me feel like, you know, I get so tired, Danielle, that I'm like, I just wish this life would be over. I'm so tired of fighting.
They said struggle, hun.
You know?
They said you're tired of the struggle. Kim, when I look inside of you, you're a huge empath. Do you know what an empath is? Do you know what an empath is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, an empath, no. it's a spiritual gift. It is, you feel everything. You feel everything.
Right.
You feel people. You will get knocked over, and you might feel like you got to pray for somebody because you don't know where it's coming from, or you know, give good thoughts to someone. This is the gift of them.
I do that all the time.
There you go. And I see the angel who walks with your life path, the hot one, is ratting you out here. So when you feel these things, okay, and that's what they're talking to me about, it drains you. It makes you tired. Now, here's a flip side of this. Begin thinking about this struggle is over. The struggle portion of your life is over. You are releasing the relationship with the struggle. Just release that relationship.
Okay.
Say, I got it, got the t-shirt, moving on. I don't need this anymore. Release the relationship with the struggle. Remember that one of your angelic hosts, and you have three of them I'm looking at here, incarnated
okay.
to give you and your mom and your family something to focus on and help you come up in consciousness out of that coma. You are going to go forward,
right.
darling, and it's not in tiredness, it's in enthusiasm. Go, feel okay to not to negate the hard things you've been through, but feel okay to release the negative things that have been going on. Because it's not, these angels are telling me your time of struggle, this is the time of trepidation, is over. And this is just you going forward, honey. Look forward to the beautiful things in life. Again, you do you do great on this test. And your life is not going to be full of more struggle and more strokes and more difficulty. This is financial bounty coming your direction. And it is ease.
Right.
And they are showing me healing, healing with the child, healing with your family. This is healing coming in. And Kim, you got to be around on this planet to experience all those beautiful things. Those angels weren't pulling knobs and twisting levers for nothing back then in 1988.
Right.
You are going to inspire many people. You know, you calling in today and sharing a story of actually being in the presence of an angelic host. And remembering that person, again, I'm getting covered with goosebumps. As your angels come forward, I get goosebumps. This is important. This is a big deal, sister. So you thank the universe, even though it seems like it has been a two-year period of great dry yuck. You thank the universe for the time it gave you to rest, because you're going to be very busy. And they're talking about the debt ratio. There are also going to be some people coming forward that are willing to help you with your debt. They're telling me you, God bless you, honey, yet they're telling me that you do have a bit of a difficult time sometimes receiving assistance. Okay?
I do all the time.
Okay.
I would rather be a blessing than to be blessed.
Well, and you know
and
what?
I don't know where that comes from.
Well, it comes from the way we're socialized. It comes from the fact that you're a good egg. You're a good person. Yet remember, to receive a blessing, to receive, honey, it gives other people a chance to do God's good work, too. It gives them a chance to enact their karma. And it gives your soul the lesson to receive. So I tell you what, okay? And just before we go on the break here, I want to make sure to get this in before we got to take our break. Your angel who walks with your heart is the one that was ratting you out, if you will, saying that you have a different time receiving. This angel is passing on this message. There is such great bounty and miracle for you should you receive it. You are worth it, Kim.
Okay.
You're worth it. You don't have to feel guilty about blessings coming to you through the hands of other people. It enables them to feel what it feels like to bless another. So I see money coming in from this great job you're going to get. I also see people coming in and stepping forward in your greatest moments of need to assist you. And I do see you. This is a cute little place it looks like you're going to be getting, darling. This is a little apartment.
Okay.
And it's cute and it's clean and it's yours and you got it all set up. And this is some nice smelling candles I'm seeing around here. And, you know, you've got a great place coming. So you just thank these angels. Don't worry. You got this. This is the last 10 feet of a 200-mile marathon, okay?
Oh, God.
You can do this 10 feet. You can do it.
Okay.
Everybody in the chat room, let's all send Kim great vibes. Everybody listening, let us send Kim blessings. Let us lift Kim up on her walk, in her test. Let us give great, beautiful healing to Kim, blessings to Kim, joy to Kim. Everybody listening to this live broadcast, everybody listening to this podcast at a later time, you hold Kim up in your thoughts, petitions, meditations, in your prayers. And rejoice with her for the beauty that I am seeing in her life path coming.
Thank you so much.
I've
just been so down, you know.
I hear you, sister. Well, and just before I let you go, the angel who does walk with your life path is talking to me about your nutrition, darling. We got to get your iron levels up. You a little more protein, a little more iron levels.
Yeah.
So make sure your vitamins are up. And I'm looking at low protein content in your blood. And they're showing me that makes you a little pasty, too. So...
Yeah, because you know what? I've only been eating like one meal a day. So.
Okay.
But I used to exercise constantly and take vitamins, but I just got so down, you know.
I hear you. And it's hard to be up when you're feeling crummy. So, darling, make sure, even if you're doing some chicken breasts, whatever, get on that clean food. Get that protein back in there. Get yourself out there walking in the sunshine. Let creation bless you. You're going to do great on this test, Kim. And thank you so much for calling. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to assist you.
You are so welcome, Danielle. Thank you so much.
You know what, sweetheart? You take care of yourself. And I'll tell you, the chat room, Anna Mail in the chat room says, you got this, girl. So you take that and you go for it, sister.
All right.
All righty. Thank you for calling, Kim.
Thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I feel like the luckiest human being in the world to be able to do the job that I do. Don't go anywhere. Taking your calls, helping you hear your angels, helping you on your life path. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Danielle Agnew for Sight Unseen. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back. Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year. We're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
At Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Bodywork for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see. And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey, everybody. We are back on Sight Unseen, taking your calls, talking to your angels for you. As a matter of fact, on the break, we have a caller waiting on hold. Caller, thank you so much for calling. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angel, and I am calling from Joliet.
Right on, Angel from Joliet. That, of course, is here in Montana for folks out of the state. Angel, what can I do for you today?
Hey, yeah, I was just wanting to ask Danielle if she could see what kind of job I should get.
Ooh, Angel, I love all these job questions today. Well, of course, this is me, and let's talk about your job for just a second, okay? Because I see that you've got an amazing opportunity to go ahead and switch jobs. What are you currently doing?
I have been a stay-at-home mom for, 17 years.
Rock on, sister. That's a huge job. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That'll work you to the bone, girly. You know what? The angel who walks with your heart is talking to me about just that generalized insecurity of, God, I've been out of the workforce for a while, and I'm not. Well, I love that when they call it a workforce. Stay-at-home moms work harder than anybody in the workforce. Good Lord. You know, but they're showing me your heart, and when you have this opportunity to go into the workforce, You are super dedicated when you do have a job, okay? Well, I mean, a traditional job, okay? You're very dedicated. They're showing me this, Angel. And they're showing me that you have... Man, are you a good listener. Woo! You go, girl. You're welcome. They're talking to me about this, and they're talking to me about school considerations for you and educational considerations, as well as job, you know, going into some kind of job. Follow the career path, darling, that's going to ignite your purpose in your heart right now, okay? I am seeing that, you know, we'd all love to have $1 million in the bank, yet I am seeing that financially you appear to be fairly taken care of right now, okay? You can do, as we can all do, better, yet follow the job that your heart has been pulling you towards, because they're showing me you got one here. I swear to God, this has got to be in the... If you're not going for counseling, then I'm not sure what the deal is here. But they're talking to me about the fact that you're an amazing listener and you have an amazing ability to help people straighten out their own emotional issues and what they're doing.
Okay.
You know, and you can do anything. My God, girl, you could go do whatever you want to do. But follow the dream of what you've wanted to do. May I ask you what that is? Because honestly, the angel who walks with your higher functions here is talking about following the dream that you've wanted to do and not letting your heart... be dissuaded by the head. What is it you've been wanting to do?
I've always wanted to be a psychic.
Oh, there we go.
I would love to, you know, help, like the police find missing kids, mostly, because I just think that's, you know, the most important thing.
That is so cool, Angel. You know why I'm laughing is because I'm like, wow, you're a good listener, and boy, do you give good advice to people. Okay, that's fantastic. Well, counseling, you know, I think about what I do is spiritual advisory, and in a way,
right.
Counseling. Intuitive counseling or intuitive advisory. There is no reason why you can't do this. This is what is pulling your heart. Okay.
I guess it's just the training involved, you know. I guess I don't know where to go for that.
A darling angel who walks with your heart, this is a gift, is telling me this is what you've been born with. And not all law enforcement, I just talked to the angel who walks with your higher functions. The concern is how to get into law enforcement assistance, okay, apparently. That appears to be a concern. And really, darling, you just got to put yourself out there. You got to introduce yourself to the law enforcement. I've worked a ton with law enforcement. Some law enforcement is into it. Others are thinking that it's a bunch of hoodoo medicine and it's ridiculous.
Right.
So the most important thing is that you actually practice this. Now, I do see you doing this for friends, okay? I do see you just talking to loved ones and family and whatever. Yet part of this is definitely owning this ability and practicing the discernment that you're receiving. You receive things in very vivid pictures, smells. They're showing me your process, Angel. This is cool. You know, and even hearing things sometimes in the ethers. That's actually remote viewing capabilities I'm seeing that you have. So all of this is really cool stuff, man. You've got some serious superhero powers under your hood. Just get out there and start doing it and letting and owning it. That is a huge part of this job.
That's what Marcia keeps telling me, too, as far as Reiki, because I've been trained in Reiki, and she keeps telling me, well, how come you're just not, you know, doing it? And I'm like, well, I just don't know anybody, you know.
Hun, you just got to get out there. Everybody, she's referring to Marcia Reichert, who's going to be on directly after me with her call-in show, Channeling Divine. Marcia's a dear friend of mine. And Angel, you know, there is no smooth way to start to be a psychic. It is a calling, first of all. The calling pulls you past your discomfort with doing it. The calling pulls you past your discomfort of what people may think. And I'm seeing some religious folks, you know, out in that area. And, you know, friends and family members and whatnot. Just own it. I mean, because Reiki's one thing, but when you start saying, I am an intuitive counselor or a psychic or an advisor, that comes with a different stigma. And okay, and that's what I'm seeing. The angel who walks with your higher functions is telling me that's really where more of the concern is. And there is, I wish there was a program where we psychics could graduate and say, I have my psychic certificate of achievement. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, but basically we don't. What we have are beautiful repeat clients. We have opportunities to work with law enforcement over and over. So as you get out there, and it's also important, and this is your heart angel talking, for you to confirm for yourself in certain areas that this is really, that what you're seeing is what you're seeing, okay? Just get out there and start reading for more people, and you will rack up positive results enough to get in touch with, whether it's the Yellowstone County Sheriffs or whatnot, and they'll do a background check on you and make sure you're, you know, not just somebody who's off their DEPA code or something like that.
Right.
But just start doing it, darling. No wonder they're saying, my God, you're a good listener and you give great advice. You do give great advice. So just start doing it.
Okay.
You can do it.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome, Angel. You take care. You take care, darling. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
You betcha.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Gang, we have a wonderful question in the chat room that I want to make sure to get to. Curiosity has been very patient. Peace, love, blessings, and healing to Kim, our caller who called in with all of these struggles since 1988, who saw an actual real-life incarnated angel by her bedside. That is so cool. I can't call it this time, but would love to ask you a question. Thank you for doing the show, first of all. Well, you're welcome, Curiosity. Thank you for listening. My question also pertains to work. I, too, am looking at a career change soon. My job will end 3 to 6 weeks from now. I was told by a gifted friend that this is a time of rest for me. Yes, it is. It's a time of rest for a lot of people. So, you know, the job that I see you're doing, I don't see you're displaced in it, Curiosity. I simply see that this is... You're right. This is not, you're not firing on all of your possible cylinders here, and this is a rest time. I have had a couple of interesting possibilities present quite by accident that could materialize into something fulfilling, perhaps. I'm wondering if I should pursue either opportunity or if another job will be coming down the pike that would be more in keeping with my divine purpose and personal bliss. I am learning to trust that everything is in order and will work out perfectly, but I am curious. And since I have this chance to ask for guidance, why not ask? Well, good for you, Curiosity. That's exactly what I'm here for. This is what the angel who walks with your life path is saying, okay? This is the time to follow your bliss. The jobs that have presented themselves, I see that actually they feel in a holistic field, or they feel in a fringy sort of way, an uplifting or healing capacity here. Yet, and you could take them as a bridge, one or the other. It wouldn't really matter. They both seem actually pretty cool, to be honest with you. They seem to be paving a road to what you are about. And you resonate at a particularly high level, all right? And I am seeing your hands. And these hands do resonate. They vibrate. So what's fascinating to me is you having the opportunity to follow this bliss. Yep, here's a caller coming in. We're going to grab this caller. Caller, thanks for calling. Sight Unseen, I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Overwhelmed and tired from Montana.
What did you say? Long and tired from Montana?
Overwhelmed and tired.
Overwhelmed and tired from Montana. Oh my God, honey. I'm hearing you. What can I do for you?
Anything and everything. you know, I just got a question on I have a lot of medical stuff that's been happening, and besides a whole bunch of other stuff, and I found out that I have a lump that I'm getting checked out and at the breast center, and I just wondering if there's anything that might be
coming up with that, sweetie. Let's take a look at it. Is that on your left or is it on your right?
It's on my right.
Okay.
It's kind of underneath my arm, but
okay, perfect. You know what? They're showing me. The reason I was asking is, you know, the left, that's right in front of our heart chakra center. You know, this does not look, this is right under your arm. Well, you just said that. I'm looking at this too, and it looks more associated with the lymph system. Now, I am no medical doctor. Keep in mind, I'm a psychic. However, looking at this, it looks more associated with the lymph system. This also, they're showing me you've really been struggling with viral loads too, darling. I mean, just feeling crappy for a while. And just feeling drained, and your lymph system has been working overtime. This does not, to me, look like a cancerous lump. This looks like a lump of yuck. Like our lymph system gets too plugged up and then pretty soon it's not clearing out. And it's just kind of yucky, you know, like I want to get in there and you want to squeeze a pimple or something, you know, it's just some junk in there. And of course, I always go to the doctor and check it out. This does not seem like it's this heinous cancerous issue. This seems like a mass or a plugging of the lymph system is the energy around it. And so for you, they are talking about nutrition here, sister. They are talking about nutrition and this being an opportunity for you to go forward and, good heavens, for you to go forward and actually get healthier. This is some food products you were eating. Now, they are showing me, this is kind of sideline here, but the angel who walks with your life path is talking about nutritional issues. How are you doing on your sugar and gluten and all these things? Because I am seeing some not so healthy implications here for you for certain food types. How are you doing with food allergies?
Well, I do have celiac disease, but I've been pretty much staying away from, well, I really haven't been eating, so.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, staying away from yuck is really important for you. And just making sure that you can, you know, I mean, it's hard to eat when you can't, for sure. But this issue for you, especially with this under the arm issue, is not looking like it's going to amount to a lot of horrific stuff. Okay, darling? In fact, they are showing me that, good heavens. Yeah, this is a slightly different nutritional intake. Are you able to do anything at all, like protein powders or anything to get that nutrients back into your body?
Yeah, I've been like eating a lot of protein bars and
good.
That's pretty much what I do, and protein drinks and
good. Okay, good. Because what I'm seeing is this infusion that your blood is craving. It's just like, oh my God. And your body is attempting to clean itself out. And a lot of this too, darling, because I'm looking at the sacral chakra. That's right where your belly button is, even though we're talking about a lump under the arm here. The sacral chakra is right where your belly button is, and that is who you are in the world, okay? That's bringing yourself forward. And that's been difficult, you know, as far as just if you haven't been feeling well and you've been, like you said, worn out and tired in Montucky over here. You know, it's hard to bring yourself into the world when you're not feeling well. Also, that heart chakra up top there, that's where our breasts are for women, or pecs if you're gentlemen. That heart chakra is right down there in that same meridian that little lump is. And they're talking to me about you speaking out the needs of your heart, your angels are. And it's been a little hard, you know, because there's a feeling that I've got around you, darling. Of you know that people love you, yet talk about feeling worn out. This is the feeling of just feeling unsupported, okay? And this is emotional unsupport, just feeling like, geez, when you're the person who hasn't been feeling well for a long time, there's that feeling of, oh, my God, I feel like I'm not being backed up or supported. Know that there is a great amount of support for you, even though you can't see it right now. Okay, start with the self, and that heart chakra is going to resonate that little lump right out of that lymph system over there. And again, that's what it's looking like it's at to me. Oh, good gravy, sister. And the self-care, I just want to take you and give you a hug, worn out and tired. Holy cow, I want to hug you and say, do you know how loved you are? Do you have any idea the people that love you that you may not be aware of? Okay. There are people out there that love you, doll. There are. And I know that they don't seem like they're showing up. And especially as we feel worn down and our body feels worn down. But you are turning a health corner here with this intake of this protein powders and the protein bars, getting this lump checked. Embrace the self, get, if you can, you know, getting a little more fresh air, getting out into the sunshine, getting people around you with a consciousness that's not a Debbie Downer consciousness, because I'm seeing that can kind of come to your doorstep once in a while, in the form of other folks. Okay. You know, you've been doing a lot of clearing of your heart and your life. And again, like many of our callers tonight, you are at the end of a cycle of great duress. This is 2015, says your angel who walks with your life path. It is the year of reconciliation. And you are done being in relationship with constant viral loads, constant illness. And I'm seeing your health turning for the best here. give to yourself too, hun, because I am seeing that you will give to everybody, kind of like our former caller, Kim. You will give to everybody, and you have a bit of a hard time really truly giving to you. Good gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Worn out and tired, I'm going to find you and hug you. This is... I'm going to find you and give you a hug. There is more family support than you think coming for you for this year also. So I don't know what that's in reference to, but that just came from your heart, Angel. Do I still have you there, love?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's this has been an issue for your heart and for you. People love you. They want to support you. You know, you can... And I mean this with all due respect, doll, okay? I can see that you can be just a touch stubborn here. And so, you know, some of your family members aren't quite sure how to not step on, you know, your pride and let you know that you're loved and let you know that they want to help you. So be a little fearless in asking some of these folks, hey, you know what? I'm feeling kind of, could you help me out with some protein powder? Could you come over for a cup of coffee and lift my spirits? And they will come. They will come. They'll be like, well, sure. You know, they might be a little surprised you're calling, but this would be a great thing for your heart, honey. And this is going to release those lymph systems and make sure all this yucky stuff gets out of your system. You're turning a corner. This is reconciliation, the year of reconciliation. So you just do the very best you can to receive. And again, we kind of have a wonderful swath of like callers tonight, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, just make sure that you're making the room to receive this light. You are done struggling if you want to struggle, says the angel who walks with your life path. They're showing me a 6-month time period. And if you're able, I do see great physical fatigue here for you, okay? If you're able to just get a little bit of walking in or whatnot, then you're going to start to feel a little bit better. And that's also going to help your perception, darling. You know, I'm seeing it's been awfully hard to keep that old brain chemistry up when you're feeling blue like this. So, okay, and that's not a criticism. It's just simply an observation. So you remember, there's a lot more people that love you. They're showing me that than you're aware. And just do a teeny bit of reaching out and it'll crack that door open and allow those people to push all that love through to you. And don't fear this lump. It's just pointing out that the poor little lymph system needs a little, needs a little cleaning out. I want to put greens in you and all kinds of things to flush that out. So if you get a chance to get over to, you know, to get over here to get juiced here in Billings or something and get some of those protein drinks with all of those amino acids and flush that out, that's going to help you out too.
Okay.
I'm so glad you called. I'm giving you a great big hug, worn out and tired in Montucky. Here's your big hug. People love you. You matter. People know you're struggling and they want to help you. So you go ahead and reach out and watch everything start to open up for you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for calling tonight, love.
Thank you.
All right. You take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You guys, this is so exciting. And curiosity, I'm going to try to post in the chat room. Before you get out of the chat room, I'm going to try to post the answer, the rest of the answer to your question. So stick around in the chat room for just a few seconds. You know, we're coming up here on the very end of our show. You guys can always find me online at my website, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. Check me out on Facebook and Twitter. Please friend me. I love to talk to you guys. I love to reach out and help you with what you're doing and translate for your angels. That's Danielle Agnew, EGNEW. So guys, stick around. We've got a wonderful show coming up. My dear friend Marcia Reichert is going to take your calls and help you with past life traumas and issues on Channeling Divine. I'm Danielle Agnew. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Wednesday.